The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
So we're joined, as always, at this time on a Wednesday by Simon Tierney. Today, he's going to tell us how to do stuff, not the stuff that you do every day, but something that you maybe do a few times, a couple, two or three times, or maybe more in your lifetime. Yeah. What are we talking about today, Simon?
We've all done it a few times around this table.
We have.
We have.
We're talking about how to name a baby.
Whoa.
For, I guess, the baby that you have, not any baby.
Don't go randomly around. I think just don't walk around the city randomly naming babies.
Reginald, just like shouting, you know, Alan, or something at people.
Well, there's a reason we're talking about this, is it's been revealed this week that the name Donald, as in duck, is now at its lowest level of popularity in recorded American history.
Because of the Donald.
I guess because of the Donald, yeah. It has a certain stigma attached to it. It's also a rather old-fashioned name. It's hard to look at a baby now and go, do you know what? That's a Donald. Don. So there were 400, just under 400 babies named Donald last year in 2025 in the States.
Now, 400, that's all.
400.
Out of 450 million
well, there
people
were,
live there.
We, yeah, but there were, how many babies were born in the US last year? 3.5 million babies were born last year and 400 were called Donald. Now, there was a huge amount of babies born with a different name, an Irish name. An Irish name is now the most popular name for a male baby in America.
And I'm going to say Connor.
Do you know, I would have thought that as well, because it's Sean. The American, the Yanks love that name.
They do, yeah. No?
Sean? But it's not.
No.
I've got not else.
Sean. I know the answer to this.
It, yeah, it's, what is it?
Liam.
Liam, yeah.
Liam.
Liam, as in short for William.
Yeah.
But also the Irish diminutive.
Yeah.
So that
in fact,
is...
I have a friend who lives in America whose son is named
There
Liam.
You go. He's one of those. So it's funny, like there were how many? There were 20,818 boys born in America last year that were given the name Liam.
Wow.
It's extraordinary. But it isn't
that's like,
on our
that's
list.
That's like the population of Wexford Town.
I know. Yeah. But it isn't on our list
producer,
at all.
Our producer says Liam Hemsworth made it happen. And she may well be right.
If Liam I knew Hemsworth. Who Liam Hemsworth was, I'd agree with
no,
that.
No, he's that Australian actor, yeah. The hunk. Is he the
Very
Thor?
Hunky.
Is he Thor?
Yeah.
No, he's the brother of Thor.
Chris Hemsworth is Thor. Liam Hemsworth was in The Hunger Games. He was the one of her two squeezes.
Okay, yeah. So Liam, yeah, I don't
he's
know. I'm
exceptionally
just
handsome.
He's a handsome devil, but I'm just really taken aback by their obsession with the name Liam, because it's not anywhere near the top of our list here. Yeah.
It is kind of a nice
name. It's a nice name, easy to pronounce, I suppose. Yeah, it's got advantages. Now, talk to us about the gender gap when it comes to naming a baby.
Yeah, I find this really interesting because, you know, when I was naming our babies, it would never have... Now, we have two girls, but, you know, at the beginning, you don't necessarily know what the sex of the baby is. But I would never have dreamed...
Simon 2, Simon Jr.
Simon Jr.
Simon Og.
Now, it's very common in Brazilian culture. My wife is Brazilian and her brother is Junior, Vinicius Junior. I mean, it's, you know, there's so much Junior in Brazilian culture. So that's very common. It's also very
I didn't very
know
common. Your brother-in-law was Vinicius Junior, by the way. Wow, I'm really impressed.
Got tickets to the match on Sunday. So it's very common. And then, of course, in Icelandic culture, you've got...
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I like this one.
The daughter and the son thing, you know, at the end of the surname.
A daughter and
I can't remember.
No, you've got to explain this. This is like an in-joke. I don't understand this and neither does our listeners.
Yeah. So in Icelandic culture, I think they basically put it on the surname rather than the first name. So
like Magnus Magnusson, for example.
Exactly.
Presented Mastermind.
Yeah. Or if you're the daughter of Oscar, your surname will be Oscar's daughter. But it's D-O-T-T-I-R.
So I won't have the same surname as my parents.
No.
It's like Spain as
very,
well.
Yeah, exactly.
Spain
has very different. It's very, very different.
But, also in the gender pay gap of naming, isn't it true that there are much more sons named after fathers than daughters named after mothers?
Yeah, and I think this is kind of the narcissism of patriarchal naming structures is that men are much more likely to think, oh, you know, I need to have my heir with the same name as me. In fact, in Ireland, you are 10 times more likely to name your son after yourself if you're a father, as you are as a mother after your daughter. Now, saying that, it's still not that common. In fact, it's much less popular than it was
It used to be kind of the norm in Ireland.
They couldn't think up names years ago because they kept reusing the same ones over and over, and there was only a handful.
We were much more restricted because there was a pressure to use either a Gaelic name or a biblical name. So I have three siblings and we're all named after apostles. And that would have been the same in so many families across the country.
Mm, yeah, I hadn't thought of it. You're right. The Taoiseach or the Prime Minister test when it comes to a name.
Yeah. Now, this struck me the other day because Andy Burnham, Andy, up north. I was thinking...
Andy Pandy,
right? Like... I lived in the UK, as I've said on this before, and the Brits, they love, like, you might have known them 5 minutes and they will be abbreviating your name. They love
Dave.
You'd be Shay within half an hour, Shane. You'd be K, or what's short for Kira?
Nothing.
Kiki.
Actually, when I was a kid, lots of people used to call me Kiki. I don't know why that's the short version. I think it's Key or Kiki. Yeah. Because people don't know what to shorten to.
So Andy Burnham, Andy Murray, you know, it's quite common. I remember Ed Balls going for the Labour leadership about 15 years ago against...
I was
Si to a lot of people.
Do you think Ed Balls would have been problematic as a Prime Minister's name?
Definitely. That is a dreadful name. Prime Minister Balls.
If you made a mess of things.
Balls up. I mean, the copyrights itself,
in
Shane.
In fairness, yeah, Balls up would be completely right. But in fairness, like you can't really, unless you're like Brooklyn Peltz Beckham, you don't really change your surname that often. You know, people don't. So, but in terms of first names, do you think first names we should think, well, what if they become a such and such when they're all grown up and therefore I should call them a name of, I don't know,
Gravitas. You want your name not to create barriers for your child as they go through life. I think that's the first priority when you're trying to name your child, isn't it? You don't want to create any unnecessary hurdles for them to jump over. So the Taoiseach test is about putting the name to the Taoiseach and go, okay, Taoiseach, Simon, Tierney, Taoiseach, you know, Shane, whatever it is. It's about going, is that a name that people will take seriously or is it a name that they're going to laugh at? And I'm just saying that Andy, like, you know, I know he loves to kind of frame himself as a man of the people.
King of the North. Likes his football.
Likes his, you know, his Yorkshire pudding and gravy. And all that carry on, right?
We could go on with this.
Yeah. But like, you know, Andrew Burnham, I think, would be a bit more
prime ministerial.
Prime minister.
I did apply. I didn't know it was called the Taoiseach test as such, but I, on my third son, his name is Milo. And I thought to myself, that's a nice name. But if he became, if he became a barrister or something, he had to have his name in court.
Sure.
Would Milo be, like, would a dog's name be appropriate for him in that instance? Mm. So we actually called him, even though he's never been called, he's just called Milo from the day he's born. His name actually on his birth cert is Miles.
Interesting.
Because I did actually consider whether or not his name might be a bit frivolous.
That's really interesting.
If he wanted to, he could be Miles.
And is he aware of that?
That he's called Miles. Yeah.
Yeah. Does he ever use it?
No. So I sometimes weirdly call him Miles as a diminutive of Milo.
Yes.
The other way around. Because I say I prefer call Ella and I sometimes call her Els.
Yeah.
So he gets a Miles on that basis too. But
Kears.
Yes.
Although ironically.
Kears, exactly.
Ironically, Kira, there actually has never been a prime minister named Miles, whereas there has been a prime minister named Milo.
Has there?
It was the prime minister of Montenegro, though.
Fair play to him.
Milo Duke. Dukanovic.
From Montenegro.
Now maybe there was.
Maybe it's not a dog's name in Montenegro. You know
Milo, was that not the name of the dog in the mask?
It could easily have been.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about going for names that are particularly popular?
Yeah.
Jack. Is Jack just ever going to lose popularity?
Like, honest to God, I know your kids are a lot older than mine, but for my kind of era of babies, you cannot move for Noahs.
Oh, yeah.
I know loads of babies that are called Noah.
I do know a good few
Noahs.
It's
something like Old Testament going on with my generation.
Abraham, Noah.
I don't know what it is.
Jeremiah.
Noah room in the class.
Huh?
Never mind. Bad joke.
No room in the class. Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, this is what you have to consider. Do you want to have a situation where your child is going to share the same name as so many other kids in the classroom? There were 436 babies named Noah in Ireland in 2025, but it's not the most popular male name. That goes to Rian. I also know a few babies called Rian with a fada, and for girls it was Lily. So I think you need to be careful. But on the flip side,
you don't want to go the opposite.
You don't want to
too far the opposite.
You don't want to go far on the opposite side. Now, like my kids.
What do you mean so far that they're having a really unusual
like
name?
A really unusual name, and it's hard to get past the Elon Musk factor here. I mean, you're aware of his third child was christened, well, not christened, but I don't know if he did that, but it is named Techno Mechanicus.
Really?
No,
that's so bad. I'm not even going to laugh, because imagine doing that to a child. It's kind of nearly like abusive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Techno. Mechanicus.
Well, they call her Tau for short, T-A-U. But her passport is Techno Mechanicus. And of course, the child that was made famous, you know, where he had the boy on his shoulders in the Oval Office when he was still in bed with himself. That child is called X-A-X-I-I, or X for short, which is also the name of a social media platform which he owns.
Oh, God.
So that's handy.
Okay.
That's horrendous.
What about the idea of naming your child after where the baby was conceived?
I love this. I really like this, I have to say.
Now, can I say the story about Brooklyn Beckham?
Yeah.
That's actually not the case.
Is that apocryphal?
No. They found out she was pregnant while they were in Brooklyn. He was actually conceived in Denmark. They just thought Copenhagen was too long a name.
Did you text Victoria just before we came on?
She texted me because she said, I know this is going to come up.
I know it always comes up in fairness.
Yeah, it's funny. Naming after the conceived, like my favourite one with this is Ron Howard, the famous Hollywood director.
Yeah.
He has all his children, they're named after where they were conceived. Right. And of course, one of his daughters is a famous actress in her own right, Bryce Dallas Howard. She was in Westworld and various things. So she was obviously conceived in
Texas,
Dallas. In Dallas, Texas. And her sister is Paige Carlisle Howard. Now,
I'm guessing it's not Carlisle in the north of England.
No.
Not a place Ron Howard would have gone.
Carlisle is a famous chain of American hotels.
So
I mean, that's quite specific.
It's quite specific. I'm just thinking, like, I, you know, if we were all to do the same in this room, like, where would you be coming up with, like, you know what I mean? But Sligo or somewhere. Do you know what I mean? Like,
But his the best one is for his son, whose middle name is Cross, because the road that they lived on when he was conceived, the house where he was conceived, was called Cross Avenue. And Ron Howard afterwards said, I didn't want to call him back of the Volvo.
Wow. Definitely too much information, I think.
Definitely too much information. And also, one thing about naming a kid, you will agonize over it beforehand and trying to get the perfect name. And then you name them and you never think about it again. They just become the name.
They become it. They personify it.
You could call them Sydney and it would make no odds to you because they just become the name and it stops mattering. But beforehand, it's a big deal.
Yeah, no, it really is. Yeah, it's a wonderful process to go through. I loved going through it. You know, you veto certain names. You have a number of it's great fun. It's part of that journey as you get towards the delivery of the baby.
Okay. Simon Tierney, as always, thank you for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.